doesn't impact you. Guess what? The Obama administration has just written a letter that drags you right into the middle of it. If your kid goes to a public school, we'll explain. It's pretty eye-opening stuff. Straight ahead, 6 o'clock time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Republican leadership is waiting to see how far yesterday's big meeting between Donald Trump and Paul Ryan will go toward healing the deep fractures within the party.
At the end of the day, unity was the name of the game. This is not to say there aren't deep differences. There very much are. Paul Ryan, for example, has still not endorsed, and he still very much disagrees with the tone that Trump had taken during the primaries, very much disagrees on really core policy issues from immigration to trade to how to fix the entitlements in this country, Medicare and Social Security.
Correspondent Dana Bash reporting. The Obama administration is going to issue guidance today directing public schools nationwide to allow transgender students to use bathrooms matching their gender identity. The joint letter from the Departments of Education and Justice will go out to schools with guidelines to ensure that, quote, transgender students enjoy a supportive and non-discriminatory school environment. The letter reportedly contains an implicit threat that schools could lose funding if they don't comply. A scare last evening at Joint Base Andrews.
The facility was locked down just after 5 p.m. after a woman walked into the visitor control center saying she had a bomb strapped to her chest. Nearby residents and base personnel were told to avoid the area while emergency crews discredited her claim. On its Twitter account, the base said the woman was apprehended and no explosive devices were found. Joint Base Andrews, or Andrews Air Force Base, is in Prince George's County, Maryland. It's best known for being the home of two aircraft that serve as Air Force One. I'm Mark Chase.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's making another round of cuts in state fees.
The cuts, which Governor Hogan says are projected to save businesses and taxpayers in Maryland more than $60 million over the next 5 years, are being handled in a number of ways, including lowering the EasyPass transponder fee by $1.50 and the elimination of a $300 application fee for hospice care programs.
It's clear that we've already been able to bring some real change to a state that desperately needed it. But there's still a great more work to be done.
Also, veterans will be able to get into every Maryland state park for half price. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We were supposed to learn a critical piece of information today in New Jersey's Bridgegate case, but now that may not happen.
The names of the unindicted co-conspirators in the Bridgegate case were supposed to be released by noon today, but a motion was filed to stay that court order at the 11th hour. An attorney representing a John Doe argues that if her client's name is made public, he'll be branded a criminal without due process. Earlier this week, Governor Chris Christie called this old news.
I find it highly doubtful that I'll be on that list, given that I didn't know what was going on.
But how's this for a plot twist? The lawyer who filed this motion to block the release? Well, she was hired to work in the U.S. Attorney's office back in 2005 when Chris Christie was the U.S. Attorney. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
The director of a Reston-based National Association of Music Teachers is out of a job after he reportedly told a diversity forum recently that blacks and Latinos lack the keyboard skills needed for that profession. The National Association for Music Education has parted ways with executive director and CEO Michael Butera, who says his remarks have been portrayed inaccurately. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,721, the Nasdaq at 4,737. Sports, the O's get their fifth straight win. The Nats had the night off. They open a home series against the Marlins tonight. WMAL News Time, 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't be surprised by the spring rains.
We do have a slight chance for a shower.
Know before you go with accurate and dependable forecasts.
Probably going to be some problems with some power outages.
From the Weather Channel and Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Rupralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full mouth implant restoration teams in the DC area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth and be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the clear choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at CascadesDental.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. The slowest stretch right now between Urbana pushing down toward Clarksburg with lanes open. Trying to get additional lanes open on I-70 leaving Frederick. If you're heading eastbound over toward Mount Airy, Newmarket, and eventually toward Baltimore. Stay to the left to get by. Tractor trailer. Two cars involved in an overnight crash. So we do have a bit of a delay on 70. You can get through. Westbound, no delay heading into Frederick with all of your lanes open. All lanes open on the Beltway now between 270 and College Park. Earlier incident inner loop along the way gone and absolutely no delay there. Looks good. DC 295 southbound. It's just been about the volume starting to form as you pass Benning Road and down toward East Capitol Street, but nothing reported along the way. Again, Metro Rail single tracking on the red line between Friendship Heights and Van Ness due to a track problem. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. You get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate My Clean PC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few hours of showers, then it's probably done. Around midday into early afternoon, a round of showers, a few thunderstorms, 75 degrees. Then overnight tonight will clear, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Vienna, 63 in Damascus. 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. Joan Rivers' family reaches a settlement in a malpractice case. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we'll talk Maryland politics with the chairman of the GOP in the state of Maryland, Joe Cluster. At 7:35, Zika virus. What does it mean to you? How should you prepare? What are the dangers? We'll talk to the D.C. Director of Health about that. At 8:05, we'll talk politics with a reporter from the Daily Caller. And by the way, we're also picking up this story this morning that has to do with an Obama administration letter that requires every public school system in the country to provide transgendered bathrooms for transgendered students. You just got dragged into this whether you wanted to be involved in it or not if you got a kid in a public school. They will talk about that coming up. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
John Legend, fine performer, great voice, right? Gotta love John Legend, and he's married to a...
You know, I like all your perfect imperfections.
Thanks for that. You made it awkward. Didn't you? I know it's Friday, you're feeling... John Legend and his wife, Chrissy Teigen, are involved in a public controversy because they went out to a bar and partied. But here's the thing. Chrissy Teigen just had a baby. The baby is about, 3 weeks old, I think, maybe 4 weeks old. And they posted a picture on Instagram showing themselves partying with all their friends. And the baby's nowhere to be seen in the picture. And they're getting criticized, big time criticism, for going out and having fun and partying and going to a bar while their newborn is ostensibly, I suppose, with a nanny or maybe with a member of the family. And they're calling her an irresponsible mother for going out to dinner without her newborn baby with her, or for just going out at all and not staying at home. So is this fair argument? By the way, part of this story is John Legend. John Legend is now seen as a hero for coming back out and saying, oh, sure, you shame Chrissy, but you don't. Why are you mom-shaming her and you're not dad-shaming me? We're both parents here. And you know what? He's right. I would suggest that they're both kind of looking bad here. I've had four kids, and each time they were born, we pretty much stayed at home with the kids for for a good couple of months. Maybe we're weird, but we didn't go out with the baby. You don't want to go out with a newborn because of germs and concerns about a newborn being exposed to a bunch of things when they're fresh out of the oven there.
Well, is it appropriate to take a baby to a bar?
Well, not to a bar. And to be fair, I didn't really go many places at all. We would bring the newborn to church sometimes with us, and we would, sometimes take the baby out for some places. But yes, of course, a bar or a restaurant or any sort of thing. Is it inappropriate? Is it inappropriate to go out to have a newborn sitting at home, just a few weeks old, and then you bring in a sitter or a nanny or even grandma, and you just head out and go party with your pals because you want to have a life? Is that okay? Do you give them a pass on this, or do you think the parents are sort of obligated, at least for the first couple of months, to hang out with the baby at home and make sure that the baby has all they need, and not go out and make sure that you rekindle your romance immediately? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. There's another tangential story about this as well. A supermodel is also in some hot water because she posted on... Why are they all posting on Instagram? Yeah. They're just... It's so important to them to share every intimate detail of their life, and, they get the blowback sometimes. But there is a supermodel who has posted a picture on Instagram of her husband, who was one of the dancers on Dancing with the Stars, and she's bragging about the fact that every weekend their 2-year-old toddler goes and hangs out with mom, with his grandmother, so that they can have weekends to themselves. So think about that for a minute. These are people who work all week long, right? She's a model,
yeah,
so she's
right.
And now you've got your weekend, which is supposed to be family time, and they've decided, well, this is the time for us because our relationship is so important and we have to have our time together. So the kid will go with grandma and we'll have our weekend time. It's this seems to be this constant thread here where people have kids. And almost as soon as they've had the kids, they've decided, well, we got to focus on us and not just be tied down as parents all the time. Well, isn't being tied down as parents part of the deal when you become a parent? Am I being too judgmental?
No,
888-630-WMAL.
Well, look, I don't know all the details, and I wouldn't want to take one incident where maybe mom and dad just said, we just got to get out of the house. I mean, we've been cooped up here for, weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and I just got to get some air. And I'm not going to criticize somebody for that. It may look bad, but okay. If it's a pattern, maybe then you raise an eyebrow. But I do think that when you have a kid, you need to understand one thing: your life has inalterably changed. You have now responsibilities you never had before. You now have responsibilities to care for this young being. And that means that, you have to take self out of the equation at times. And your needs become secondary to the needs of the child. And so many times it seems in today's society, we have lost, sight of that fact. That, taking on, having a child is a very serious responsibility. One should not take it lightly.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go down that path, then, by gosh, understand that the life that you had before is never going to be again. Until the kid goes off to college.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
That is. The baby is 2 weeks old, by the way, and some of the comments on Twitter, I never wanted to leave my daughter. I love her, but that's just me. And another one said that... said, who wants to leave a one-week-old baby to go to a bar, was another comment. She's hitting the streets already, was another comment. But here's the thing. These doctors have chimed in on this. The early days and weeks postpartum can be isolating, intimidating, and emotionally draining. Taking a break from baby can help mothers recharge and collect their thoughts. Well, I have no problem with that. So mom gets a break and dad stays home with the baby. Mm-hmm. But no, you don't hand it off to a nanny. All right, Russ in Centerville, you're on WMAL. What do you say, Russ?
Hey, a lot of these people that are making these comments, interestingly enough, I guess they got nothing else to do, and they're probably very, very liberal in their mindset. But you're right. Your life changes. It's kind of an instinctual thing. This is somebody going out to a bar having a good time. They could have done the same thing, got hammered at home, right? And nobody would have known the difference. I guess this public information is getting overdone.
Yeah, but in the larger picture, do you think parents are in some way, is it appropriate and are they obligated to, in fact, stay home with their kids, especially in the first several weeks of their life, rather than just handing them off to a nanny or babysitter?
No, they're not. No, they're not obligated. I mean, it may be an instinctual thing for a lot of 99% of the people out there, maybe, that's like, you know, I just don't want to go out. I want to make sure my kid's safe because this is an instinctual thing. Some people may not have that, and some people should, it's hard to determine, but some people shouldn't have children.
Well,
but, that's another story, obviously. But yeah, it's they're not doing anything bad, in my opinion.
You don't think there's anything wrong with going out and partying while your 2 week old is in someone else's care?
Well, no, I don't. But partying has got many things to it. Partying to the point where you're hammered, and if something happens, you can't handle a situation. There's a problem there, but that's getting into the weeds, right?
All right, Russ. Thanks for the call. We'll take more of your reactions on this in a moment. It's 6:15.
And that means it's time for traffic and weather on WMAL. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic, that means it's time for good news in this area, right? Okay, well, let's start off with that good news. Metro Rail, they are no longer single tracking on the red lines. They had been between Friendship Heights and Van Ness. Expect residual delays, but they are now operating the trains normal through that stretch. On 270 southbound, looks good out of Frederick past Urbana. Slowest stretch right now south of Route 80 down toward the exit for 109 and into Clarksburg. Lanes reported open. Still trying to recover on 70, leaving Frederick. Going eastbound, the crash near Old National Pike involved a tractor trailer and two cars. You can get by, but slowly. Westbound, not an issue. You can use 70 and head into Frederick without any delay. George Washington Parkway, watch as you come off the Beltway. Southbound GW Parkway, about a mile south of the Beltway, near Turkey Run. That's where we have two large potholes. Cones had been set in the potholes, so stay to the right to get by. On 95, 395, and over the 14th Street Bridge, no problems reported. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain. I mean, I'm sorry, but there's rain in the forecast. A 90% chance of rain today. They say actually some scattered thunder showers, and a high near 75. Tonight, 56, mostly clear. Sunny tomorrow morning, followed by thunderstorms in the afternoon. And by the way, they say some of these storms may be severe. They even mention the fact that there might be small hail in some of these storms. A high of 73. Saturday night, we go back to being clear again after that all passes through. Sunday looks like a clear to partly cloudy day with temperatures in the low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Well, one of those interesting phenomenons happened just now where every line was lit and then most of them dropped off for one reason or another. So if you were trying to get in, come on in, 888-630-WMAL, and chime in about this controversy over John Legend, Chrissy Teigen going out to, there's cocktails all around. They're definitely partying because it was a birthday party for Jessica Alba. Well, and yeah. They left their baby at home, their newborn baby, about 2 weeks old by my count. And we're all wondering if it is appropriate to chime in and say, you know what, you want to make your parenting choices public? Then we're going to comment on your parenting choices. And guess what? It's inappropriate to go out drinking with your buddies when you've got a 1 or 2 week old baby at home. Arlene in Vienna, what do you think? You're on WMAL.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for this news tip, because I would never have known about Chrissy and John being out. It's kind of ironic, because I thought Chrissy did a lot of effort to try and get pregnant, and So it was a big deal for her getting pregnant.
It was, and she's made use of her social media. She keeps posting pictures about her pregnancy, and now with her baby, with the concept that she's keeping parenting real. She wants to be totally open about all the parenting choices that she's making.
Well, these people don't operate like you and I do. They're in a totally different realm. It's all about themselves. And it's just, I just don't think, you know, they just don't operate like the average person does.
Well, but okay, they may not operate like the average person. However, is it worthy of criticism? I mean, would you do this, Arlene? If you had a 1 or 2 week old baby, would you be out partying with a Hollywood starlet?
I don't think so. But then again, she's got a lifestyle. She's got a business. Her business is selling, is promoting herself. So,
she's promoting her motherhood, though. Her motherhood, I mean, she tweeted out a picture of her newborn baby. As you just said, she made a big show of her pregnancy. So I'm not going to give her a pass just because she's a professional. There's a lot of people who are professionals who end up being parents, who end up having to, you know, sacrifice and make choices because they want to be good parents and good caregivers of their newborns. And I think it's yeah. worth commenting on. How about Mike in New Windsor?
Hello, Mike.
Mike, you're on WMAO.
Yeah, I think one of the problems is we, in the society now, that we equate fame and talent and just think they're automatically intelligent.
Yeah.
Well, it's the truth. I mean,
yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, you know, they you've quoted many starlets and stars about some of the dumbest things they've said in politics and business and everything else, and it makes no sense. I'm not saying there aren't exceptions to the rule. I'm sure there are. But for the most part,
well,
there goes your dishwasher or waitress that was trying to be a star and just happened to make it.
Yeah, I hear you, Mike, but these people in the pop culture have so much influence over people that, you know, the reason that we're raising it this morning is this kind of thing becomes an example, and now, you know, your kid, your grandchild might be, you know, sitting at home with a sitter because your kid was inspired by John Legend and Chris. Oh, if it's okay for them, it's okay for me, and suddenly we've got newborns all in the hands of third-party caregivers.
Yep, I understand.
Yeah.
That's like that. There was a picture in the newspaper about a woman with a baby on her hip and a cigarette in her mouth, and she was complaining that the noise from the road was disturbing her child.
Thank you, Mike. Oh, boy. How about Steve in Rockville? Now, Steve brings up a point that I think a lot of people are jumping to their defense. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, you know, the family in America is being destroyed, and numbers show that when you have couples who date, there's actually a lot healthier for the marriage and for the children. Because the thing is, if mom and dad are always putting focus on the children, their marriage is going to suffer. Now, I understand that, yes, you have a responsibility as a parent, but at the same time, what good is it going to do that child if their marriage dissolves because you're not taking time out to build your marriage, which in turn equals building your family?
That's very fascinating, and I hear you, what you're saying. However, I mean, is there some sort of balance where you can have a date and not leave a newborn home with other people?
Well, you know, we don't know the circumstances. You know, they may have, you know, mom may have been bedridden
all right.
for the last 2 months.
Perhaps.
So here's an opportunity for them to, you know, she needs to get away.
I don't know, Steve. Maybe it's me, but I found plenty of romantic moments with my wife after she had her baby, because there's nothing more romantic than being part of a brand new family unit to me. I mean, maybe I'm more. But that's what we're discussing. That's the whole point here. All right, we'll continue with your calls in a moment. It's 6:22.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. Let me talk about the confidence part first. You see, when you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is, oh, geez, what if I have problems with this car? You know, what if I'm just a whole bunch of hassle? Sometimes that's going to happen. Well, here's the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. They've got a thing called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always going to be taken care of by the best professionals in the business. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, that alleviates that concern, all right? You can have confidence in these guys. But also have confidence in the deal they're going to give you, because the Memorial Day sales event right now with Ted Britt is going on, and they've got prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on their wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. Why don't you go schedule a service with them right now so you can see the kind of service you're going to get. Visit any one of their 9 great locations or go online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt Automotive, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Hey, Maryland, want incredibly low prices on more than 400 styles of high-quality floors? Then see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. We've got incredibly low prices on beautiful hardwood, bamboo, laminate, vinyl, and more, starting at just 69 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. When you want quality hardwood, trust the flooring experts and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. Valid in Maryland locations only, May 11th to May 17th, 2016.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
It is 6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First of the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good on this Friday morning, Virginia, 95, 395, off to a quiet start. 66, a little bit of volume as you push in toward Manassas, and we'll take that any day. Nothing blocked, nothing to check out at the rest area, no flashing lights. Route 7, good. We have a problem, though, in the Mechanicsville area of Virginia. On Route 9, eastbound lanes are closed just east of Harper's Ferry Road with the crash. 270 south through Urbana down to Clarksburg with the stop and go. Heading in through town, DC 295, which has been about the volume. South of 50 and south of the BW Parkway, you'll hit that stop and go past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. A lot of commuters head through that stretch. Good is the 11th Street Bridge in each direction. Metro Rail no longer single tracking on the red line between Friendship Heights and Van Ness, but residual delays. Update is brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few hours of showers, then it's probably done. Around midday into early afternoon, a round of showers, a few thunderstorms, 75 degrees. Then overnight tonight, will clear, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 58 degrees at 627 on WMAL.
Eric in Loudoun, you're on WMAL as we talk about this controversy over new parents going out as their newborn kid is home with some other caregiver.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Brian. I'm going to agree with Larry on this one. I mean, I hear what people say about couples needing some time together to maintain that relationship, but for me, it's really a timing thing. So my baby girl came during the blizzard of 2016, and we were advised it takes about 6 weeks for the baby's immune system to really get jump-started. So for that time, we didn't really go anywhere. And if we did, you know, one of us would stay in the car with the kids, keep it warm, and then the other one would go tend to business.
But what do you,
so it's really just a timing thing.
How do you respond to the argument where people say, well, you know, a couple, they need time, just the two of them, for their romantic moments and their bonding as husband and wife?
Absolutely you do, but, you know, there'll be a time for that, and it's probably after the kid's just a little bit older. I mean, 6 weeks isn't all that much time.
Or college.
We just went through 9 months together, right?
Yeah, exactly. I said, as you were saying, I said, or maybe when they go to college.
That's
but,
right. Yeah.
But you're right, Eric. I agree. And by the way, you do need to maintain your bonds as husband and wife, but guess what? Bonding as mom and dad is a whole different experience as well. And,
yeah.
And you have to focus and work on that bonding, too, for healthy parenting choices as well. Good conversation. Thanks for that.
It's 6:28 on WMAL.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DOME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
All you have to do is point.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us. Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
All right, so, you know, you're a parent, you're a kid in a public school, and you're thinking, oh, this transgendered bathroom bill, it doesn't impact me. Friends, that all changed last night. And you're not going to believe what the Obama administration has just done. We'll explain it to you when we come back after the news. It's 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Everyone involved in yesterday's meetings in Washington between Donald Trump and key Republicans is putting a positive spin on the story.
Republicans in the House and the Senate told me they were ready to move past the party's divisive primary and begin to unite in their shared purpose of defeating Hillary Clinton. But really what assuaged concerns over Donald Trump were his promises that he would uphold key GOP principles, namely over judges, taxes, and abortion. And as lawmakers told me yesterday, Donald Trump spent a lot of time listening.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Democrat Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, concedes that he's not the only Democrat who could beat Donald Trump.
I am not here to say that Hillary Clinton can't defeat Donald Trump. I absolutely believe that she can. But I believe, quite honestly, that Bernie Sanders is the stronger candidate.
Sanders continues to campaign hard in hopes of engineering a contested Democratic convention. The Obama administration is sending out what it calls guidance today to schools nationwide to clarify what's expected of them in protecting the rights of transgender students. The Departments of Education and Justice are jointly sending that directive, reminding school districts they are obligated to treat transgender students in a way that matches their gender identity. Metro officials are scrambling to adjust the timetable for the ambitious year-long Safe Track initiative in order to accommodate a demand by the Federal Transit Administration for immediate repairs to several critical stretches of track. What Metro officials say they're not sure of is whether they can even start the work as quickly as the FTA has demanded. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has unveiled plans to cut or eliminate dozens more state fees, a move he says will save Marylanders $60 million over the next 5 years. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,721, the Nasdaq at 4,737. Sports, the O's rally from 5 runs down to beat the Tigers for their 5th straight win. The Nats had the night off. They host the Marlins starting tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. Does that sound like you? Well, if you want to look in the mirror and not see bags and puffiness, today is your lucky day. Chamonix has extended their Mother's Day super sale just for you. Genucel uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix that specifically targets those bags and the puffiness under your eyes. Genucel works for men and women, and the remarkable results will exceed your expectations. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, or you can have your money back. I love Genucel, and I love that they stand behind their product and offer guarantees just like that. Now, during Chamonix's extended Mother's Day sale, they're going to double your order of Genucel absolutely free. But it gets better. Call now, and Chamonix is going to throw in their best-selling L'Essence neck treatment absolutely free. Nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area, and that's yours free when you try Genucel today. Call them 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Hurry now. This sale is going to be gone before you know it. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
This Wounded Warriors Project moment is brought to you by Lustein Auto Mall.
Post-traumatic stress disorder affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle. The Wounded Warriors Project offers comfort and support for warriors with post-traumatic stress disorder and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out what you can do to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Visit WoundedWarriorsProject.org.
The Drive and Discover event at LustineDodge.com puts you in a new 2016 Jeep Renegade or Cherokee up to $9,000 off MSRP. Or a new 2016 Dodge Charger up to $8,000 off MSRP. 1,000 vehicles all available with Auto for Life and Lifetime Bumper to Bumper coverage. Hurry in.
LustineDodge.com. DC Metro's big full-line Chrysler powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway's in great shape. Virginia, Maryland, heaviest stretch Maryland, top side of the Beltway. Between College Park, Outer Loop, and heading over toward Georgia Avenue. 95, 29 BW Parkway, all pushing down to the Beltway's been in good shape. 270, slowest stretch through Urbana as you pass Route 80 down toward the exit for 109, pushing in toward Clarksburg. Nothing reported along the way. If you're leaving Frederick, eastbound commuters on I-70 expect delays to get past Old National Pike. They're still doing accident cleanup. You can get by, but slowly. If you're coming westbound, say out of Mount Airy, New Market toward Frederick, no problems. Your lanes are open. 66, good run out of here. As we come through Manassas, looks like that's about the slowest stretch. Brief delay at Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little more rain coming. Didn't have any yesterday. That was surely a big change. 75 today. Scattered showers, thunderstorms coming in from the west. That looks like midday and it may rain for a few hours. And then we'll clear tonight, 56. Tomorrow afternoon, thunderstorms. Could be some wind, maybe some small hail, 73. Drying out by Sunday. Highs only in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Arlington, 63 in Rockville, and 63 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 637 right here and also right there on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
What about over there?
Undecided. At 7:05, Joe Cluster, Maryland Republican Party, talks about this weekend's convention where the delegates will be picked for the presidential convention. We'll talk to him and also whether we can get some term limits going in the state of Maryland, especially in Montgomery County. 7:35, we'll talk to a doctor who's head of D.C. Director of Health. And she's going to talk about the issues with Zika this summer. And then at 8:05, Vince Colonnais' Daily Caller will give us his take on yesterday's coming together of the Republican Party. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All you parents out there who think, you know, that transgendered bathroom thing down in North Carolina, that doesn't have any impact on my life. I am here to disabuse you of that notion in a very, very, very forceful way, just as the Obama administration has. Today, school districts all across the country are going to be getting a letter from the Department of Education under the signature of the Assistant Secretary of Education for Civil Rights, backed up by the head of the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. And it is a letter explaining to school systems what they should do in cases where a student comes in and says, you know I was born a boy, but I'm now going to be a girl. Or, I know I was born a girl, but now I'm going to be a boy. Here's what they have said. They said you have to accommodate this. In no uncertain terms, no questions asked, you just have to accommodate it. You have to allow them to go to the bathroom of their choice that most matches their gender identity. And really, you just must do it. And here is from the New York Times, okay? Now, this is the New York Times. So, you would expect them to go, well, you know, this is a great thing, right? The Obama administration is planning to issue a sweeping directive telling every public school district in the country to allow transgender students to use the bathrooms that match their gender identity. It goes out today, adding to a highly charged debate over transgender rights in the middle of the administration's legal fight with North Carolina over the issue. The declaration, signed by Justice and Education Department officials, will describe what schools should do to ensure that none of their students are discriminated against. And listen to this. It does not have the force of law, but it contains an implicit threat. Schools that do not abide by the Obama administration's interpretation of the law could face lawsuits or a loss of federal aid. There it is, my friends. Every single school district in the country has been dragged into, every public school district has been dragged into this transgender debate, and they must now comply with the interpretations of the Obama administration, or you lose your federal funding, or you get dragged into court. So, what are you going to do, parents, when this happens at your school district? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. This sort of developed out of the blue overnight. And this letter literally will be going out later today. Advanced copies of it have been given to the New York Times and other publications. And ladies and gentlemen, whether or not you wanted to be dragged into this, if you got a kid in public school, you just got dragged into it. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. What will you do when your school district has to make some of these tough decisions? I tell you, I'm not happy about this. I think that we ought to leave these kind of decisions up to the local school school boards, local school officials. This is not something that should be decided on a federal level. This is a heavy-handed tactic of the Obama administration, and this shows what they will do. In the last days of this administration, when there are no political consequences for the president, he can do anything he wants to do, they're going to throw things like this at us every day.
Yep.
They're radical interpretations of the law, which are going to change things. Now, look, I don't know how to deal with this particular issue. I just know that as a parent, I don't want some dude walking into the bathroom where little girls are trying to use the bathroom. That's all I want. I just want to be told that will not happen. But under this interpretation of the law, apparently it will happen.
Yeah, one of my daughters is going to public school, the other one is going to a private school, and I'm going to have to think about this. I really do. I mean, I think that many people are going to start homeschooling because of this, and I wouldn't blame them at all. And by the way, can I just take a moment, as I always like to bash on the media for a moment? I'm looking at the way this is being reported. Here's from public radio, the headline. Obama administration to offer schools guidance on transgender bathrooms. Offer schools guidance. It sounds like, hey, come here. You know what? I got some advice for you.
No, this is not
advice. It's just some advice.
This is a threat.
This is a mandate. This is, yeah, this guidance is not only coming from the Department of Education, it's also coming from the Justice Department. Why would the Justice Department be
involved? This isn't friendly advice. This is a warning, is what it is.
Now, you've got
it'd be sad. It'd really be sad if something happened to your nice federal funding.
At least the New York Times says U.S. directs public schools. That's a little bit more. Here's Washington Post. Obama administration to instruct schools to accommodate transgenders. There's no instruction going out here. This is a mandate at the federal level for all public schools.
Well, when the New York Times calls it an implicit threat, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
They're using Title IX.
Yeah,
of the
right.
federal
that's
education right. law suggests which prohibits sexual discrimination. I dare you to find anybody involved in that 1972 law who passed sexual discrimination laws in the education code to mean that they were not only protecting people from discrimination against their sex, but also against their understanding of what their believed and perceived gender may be at any given time. It's Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, has announced that they will fight this.
Yeah.
And Ben Sasse, by the way, senator, late last night. This all happened late last night. So they, Greg Abbott was tweeting at midnight about this. So this will unfold today. Just wait.
All right. To the phone lines we go. CJ in Manassas, start us off. You're on with Brian and Larry. All right. It's in your backyard now. What are you going to do?
Well, you know, I think this is against the Fifth Amendment. We need to reel back the government yet again and let state government go. It's really a people's issue within their state.
All right, thank you for that, CJ. Appreciate it.
Why not start putting pressure on our school boards and on our state legislators to stop taking federal funds for education. Yeah. I would love to see what that delta is, what that calculus is. If we didn't take federal funds for education, then what kind of hole would that leave in our state education budget, and how much would we have to raise taxes to make up for it? Because guess what? I'd be fine with
that. Yeah, I'd be okay with
it. Get the feds out of our schoolrooms.
Yeah, and you know what? There's just so many school boards that are run by, you know, Democratic boards, because, you know, the teachers always support the Democratic candidates, and that's how the school boards get to be. A lot of people are just going to say, sure, all right, no problem. You know, parents, you going to be okay with that? More of your calls straight ahead. It is now 6:44.
Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the brave men and women who've made America's armed forces second to none.
You know, May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company, they have partnered with Homes for Our Troops to provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. Now, Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs their own windows. They are a local company that does it all. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made in their local factory for our local climate. Thompson Creek windows reduce outside noise, improve the comfort of your home. They can lower your utility bills and increase the value of your home. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, no payments for 18 months, third-party financing subject to credit approval. You should visit thompsoncreek.com to get those details. But here's the other thing. If you support Thompson Creek, you are supporting a company, a local company, that also supports our local heroes. So pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK to receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments for 18 months. The number again is 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
6:45, now WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, isn't she?
George?
Yes, I am. George Washington Parkway. Did I fool you, Larry? We'll take you southbound George Washington Parkway. Right as you come off of the Beltway, I'm looking at delays. So just be very careful if you're heading around the Beltway, making that exit. Up ahead, about a mile south of the Beltway, two large potholes. Park police have put cones in there. They block off the left lane of two. That's the reason why we have this volume. If you're joining on from, say, 123, you're without delay right now. As you head down toward Key Bridge, Roosevelt Bridge, that checks out fine. And for the Beltway, Annandale and Tysons, lighter than normal for this time of the morning. 66, a little bit of volume in Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, 395 in Landmark. Then, wide open trip to the 14th Street Bridge. So we're enjoying that Friday morning early light trip. Top side of the Maryland Beltway from New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue. Slowish stretch in 270. Just about some of that volume through Urbana and Clarksburg. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little more rain coming, didn't have any yesterday. That was surely a big change. 75 today, scattered showers, thunderstorms coming in from the west. That looks like midday, and it may rain for a few hours. And then we'll clear tonight, 56. Tomorrow afternoon, thunderstorms, could be some wind, maybe some small hail, 73. Drying out by Sunday, highs only in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigert from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It is now 6:47.
It's spring, and the weather can't decide what it's doing. Call Home Air Services for up to a $1,700 rebate on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
Man, I feel like a woman.
So, parents, you just got dragged into this thing whether you wanted to get involved or not. If you got a kid in a public school, guess what? The Justice Department and the Department of Education have just sent a rather implicit threat to school districts all over the country saying you must adopt transgender policies that we agree with, or you could lose your federal funding. The New York Times looks at this and says this is an implicit threat. If the New York Times comes to that conclusion, the story in the New York Times also says a school may not require transgender students to use facilities inconsistent with their gender identity or to use individual user facilities when other students are not required to do so. This is according to a copy of the letter that was provided to the New York Times last night. They say that the school has an obligation under federal law to make sure that if a kid comes in and says one day, I know I was a boy, but now I'm a girl, I was a girl, now I'm a boy, you have to accommodate whatever they want. No questions asked, no doctors involved. You just have to get in line, or you could lose your federal funding. What are you going to do, parents, when this happens in your school district? Bill in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Larry.
Morning, guys.
Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, so listen, one of the things I don't think that's been addressed is what about the locker room? I mean, think about those awkward times, you know, teenagers, they're changing to go out PT or PE, whatever they call it. And so now you're going to be confronted with people disrobing in front of other sex. And how are they going to address that? Not only that, that's going to spill over into the rest of our society. It's already happening in federal government buildings. And so what happens when you go to the health bar, Gold's Gym to work out? I mean, it's not just the bathroom.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. And they make this point in many of the articles that it's not just the bathroom. It's also the locker rooms and sporting facilities, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. The directive from the Education Department and the Justice Department specifically calls out locker rooms. This is their agenda. This is what they want to achieve.
Yeah. You're right about that, Bill. And thanks for that, bringing that point to the table. How about John and Olney? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. I think they should send some therapists in down there at the Justice Department and treat them for sexual obsession. Really, what's happening is that the Department of Education is so overreaching, the time has come for it to be totally dissolved and done away with. The states are entirely capable of handling this themselves. I mean, where is this country going?
Well, good question. So you're saying Education Department needs to be disbanded, and this is Exhibit A.
And Matt and Alexandria, very quickly, line four, you're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think there, Matt?
I have my daughter in private Christian school, and there she will remain if I have to eat ramen the rest of my life. Hmm. I'm tired of the federal government trying to break down our federated system of the state.
Here's the thing, though. You know, people are paying for a public education system in which they now don't have a say in key things. I mean, these public school systems could not exist without public funding, and then there's also federal funding. So you are being told you must get in line with a certain policy, and you no longer have a say in it.
It's 6:51 on WMAL.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
Hey, let's check in and see how your money's doing over at the news desk at CNBC. Chuck Kamlick is standing by.
Morning and happy Friday the 13th.
Well, that's right. It is Friday the 13th.
I think it's the only one this year. Check me on that, but I believe I'm correct. People are going to worry, though, especially on Wall Street, even though they shouldn't. Average out-wise, stocks generally do better on Friday the 13th. Not today, though, because there are so many concerns about Apple and iPhone sales, and now Apple spending $1 billion to buy a stake in a company called Didi Chuxing in China, which is like an Uber. Apple stock is down 20% this month. I probably mentioned that, and it's no longer the world's biggest company. That title now goes to Alphabet, which is Google's parent, which is worth $497 billion. Honda lost $860 million last quarter because of the costs tied to replacing those Takata airbags. Profits at upscale retail chain Nordstrom fell 64% because, like others, its customers are going to cheaper stores or shopping at Amazon. Shell has shut down a well in the Gulf of Mexico after a line connecting it to other wells leaked 2,100 barrels of oil into the water. And McDonald's is testing using fresh beef instead of frozen patties at some stores in Dallas, trying to stay ahead of rivals like Shake Shack. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here, and there's no doubt you'd like to get it done as quickly as possible, but you also want to make sure you sell at the highest price. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to work with experts who are known for selling homes faster, but not just faster, they also sell for the highest price? Here's what you do. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Reynolds Team is family-owned. They've been selling homes in the D.C. area for almost 30 years, and they get results. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they'll guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, they will buy it for a price you agree to. Fact is, now you have a team that sells homes faster and for more money. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It is 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia enjoying the 95 trip with not too much volume out of Stafford. Brief delays as you head through Dale City toward the Occoquan again in Newington. 395, the volume through Landmark. Heading into town, DC 295 has been incident-free. Heading southbound toward the 11th Street Bridge. Suitland Parkway, just some of the volume on the increase. Now to the Wilson Bridge, backing up near 210, so it's a little bit better than normal for this time of the morning. Top side of the Beltway and through Silver Spring with the stop and go, 270. Just the volume through Urbana. Hyattstown now briefly in Gaithersburg. And a heads up, leaving Frederick, still dealing with accident cleanup on I-70 eastbound. As you come up to Old National Pike, stay to the left to get by. Westbound lanes are completely open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It looks like it's going to be a sort of a rainy day today. Chance of rain is 90%. Temperature around 75 degrees today. Tonight, mainly clear, 56. Currently, it's 58 degrees.
The National Mall, the epicenter of American opinion.
I didn't suffer to have my constitution trampled on.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm glad that you're speaking your mind instead of just sticking to the talking point.
Where Washington comes to talk.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Annie from Virginia.
I love Zim's because it helps with whatever is sore, and Zim's uses all these good ingredients.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science. And Howard from Indiana says,
oh, I love it. I would tell the world about Max Freeze. It's helped us. I'm sure it will help a lot of other people.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Right out of a movie, a spy figures out that the government is onto him. He makes his way in the sneakiest way possible to the airport to catch a flight to mainland China. The spy was a senior officer in the United States Navy. It was believed the damage he caused to our national security for spying was significant. He had access to highly classified signals in U.S. naval operations in the Pacific Rim. The number of Chinese espionage cases targeted against the United States is big and getting bigger. What was the Chinese government's answer to all this increased espionage against the United States? Well, they had better warn their own citizens about the potential of having foreign spies trying to recruit them. So the Chinese government started a national awareness campaign with posters showing a foreigner trying to trick a Chinese woman into providing classified information to the spy. All the techniques they talk about in the awareness campaign, they've been caught using right here in the United States. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Annie from Virginia.
I love Zim's because it helps with whatever is sore, and Zim's uses all these good ingredients.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science. And Howard from Indiana says,
oh, I love it. I would tell the world about Max Freeze. It's helped us. I'm sure it will help a lot of other people.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Coming up on WMAL.
Maryland Republican Party has a convention tomorrow. Figure out who the delegates to the national convention will be. We'll talk to Joe Cluster from the Maryland GOP.
And what do you need to know about the Zika virus? How should you prepare? We'll talk to the D.C. Director of Health about all that. It is now 7 o'clock in the nation's capital and time.